We invite you today to listen to the Tool Talk program, and if at any time you have a comment or some sort of question that we can attempt to handle or pass along to you, or pass along to the appropriate person to get you an answer, please, by all means, give us a call. 397-1300 or toll-free 1-877-397-8255. Tool Talk, been on the air for a lot of years here at 13 WMVO on the second and third Friday of each month. It's an opportunity for you to learn a little bit about what Wyford Rental Sales and Service does, the products and services offered. And we also offer you a chance to look at some of the national and local companies who share their expertise in their various industries, things that you will see on the lot at Wyford Rental. Of course, on the sales side, Wyford has a product for just about everyone, whether you need a small piece of power equipment like a chainsaw, whether you need a string trimmer, or whether you want to go and run with the big boys, one of which we're going to talk about today when we invite our guest on the program. Wyford's is the place to go, and Dwayne has pointed out many times that sure, you can go to a box store, and that might look like an enticing price, but not only does Wyford have the largest selection in North Central Ohio, but their prices are very competitive, and you get service after the sale at Wyford Rental Sales and Service. That's something you don't get at the other places. You know that that mower or that other piece of equipment you buy is going to be assembled by techs that know what they're doing, that they're going to take care of the oil needs of that. They're going to get it up and running. It's going to be properly ready for its break-in period. They're going to make sure and hopefully catch any bugs that may have happened with a product before you'd buy it and get it home. And as Dwayne has cautioned many times, you buy from a box store, if you do something wrong in the assembly process, most of the time that's not covered by warranty. And supposing it is covered by warranty, if you buy from a non-servicing dealer, you're going to have to send that mower back. It's going to have to be sent somewhere, and it's going to be a huge inconvenience. So there are many reasons to buy from Wyford and to buy local. The other thing is when you spend your money locally, it stays in the local economy. You patronize Knox County. You contribute to the sales tax coffers here in Knox County, and you help our own community here. So Wyford suggests and always has suggested that you should buy local. When we come back, we are going to welcome in our guest. He's the president of a company from here in Ohio. You may have heard of them. They are called Ventrac, and they're headquartered out of Orrville. So we'll be back with more Tool Talk brought to you by Wyford Rental Sales and Service after this. Current time, 10:15. It is 76 degrees. I'm Adam Taylor. Good to have you with us on this Friday morning for Tool Talk. I'll tell you what I love, not only talking about a local business like Wyford, but then extending that and looking at industry that is here local, that is in the state of Ohio and making a better economy for the Buckeye State and turning out some of the coolest and greatest products that I think I have seen yet in outdoor power equipment. With us today is Dallas Steiner. He is president of the Ventrac company in Orrville, and he has many of his products, his company's products, on the lot at Wyford. And Dallas, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Adam. It is good to be here, and I feel privileged to fill in for Dwayne and understand, too, that on the circumstances, sorry to hear on the death there.
Certainly. So we're glad to have you with us. Orrville, Ohio. Where's Orrville?
Okay. We're below Cleveland, about 60 miles straight south and about an hour and a quarter from here.
So is that Wayne County?
That is Wayne County.
Okay, so you're about an hour and 10 minutes from us.
That'd be correct.
Here. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Ventrac, tell me about the company. When did it start?
Okay, Ventrac, the tractor product line did start in 1998. It does have history and roots that do go back farther than that. There was a family of seven brothers, and they go back to 1975 when they first started making the Steiner tractor. And that's the same family that is making the Ventrac. But that product line was sold in 1988, and the family jumped back into it in 1998, and we've been going strong since.
Dallas, how did you end up in the family business?
Well, as I go back into history, I just got out of high school is when was my first involvement with making tractors and design. Our father was very innovative, and so we learned a lot of our traits from him as far as designing equipment and things. But back in 93, there was an agricultural side. It's called Steiner Ag Products. And I was in Bolivia in South America for 5 years, administrating a children's home with my wife and family. And they asked me to come back in 93 and to give leadership to the agricultural side of it. And that's where I started joining in, and that's then the tractors took off and about 5 years later.
So did you grow up on a farm?
We did. We did. We did have farming in our blood. Our father was very creative, though, and he did a lot of custom work in the neighborhood. And he filled silo, maybe 50, 60 silos a year. He combined, he picked corn, he sawed wood. So he is more in the custom for our local community there.
So how many people are employed by the Ventrac company?
There's around 70 people employed presently.
So the idea of, okay, we have this family that was heavily involved in agriculture, comes out with tractors and products like that. Do you like to think that you approach it from the mindset of people who are out there in the trenches as opposed to the mindset of an engineer? Some engineers, you just wonder at the end of the day, you know, they're brilliant people, but sometimes you wonder, why did they do it this way?
I would say, you know, just in our history blood, as we even go back to whether it's in the 50s and the 60s and learning that agricultural side, we feel like we are really in tune with what the customer is needing. And I believe that's, in fact, why our product today, as we talk about Ventrac, why we're creative and innovative as we are to be able to supply a really an all year round type usage for a customer. And so I do really feel like we do look at it from what a customer's want is more so than what could be cool out there as an engineering side.
I'm struck by your products, and I'm not just paying lip service because you're on my program. These are perhaps the most unique tractors and these are really such a multi-purpose utility. I almost don't know how to describe them. You are really in a unique market.
We are, although there's a lot of markets that we do fit into, but because of, and we call it the one tractor solution, and it is very quick and easy to hook an attachment onto it, so that if you are mowing lawn and you want to put the slip scoop on to carry bark around or mulch and type of things, or put the blower on, it's very easy. Within a minute, you can change attachment to attachment. So very unique in that way. It is four-wheel drive, and so it also gives you that extra push and that you need in the wintertime, too. So not only is it great for the summer mowing and things of that sort, but you can, push any amount of snow you really want with the four-wheel drive that you have. So very versatile for that whole year-round process.
So your products start with, what would be, you know, from the lowest line to the top? Let's start at the lower line of products. What do you offer?
Okay, we do basically offer two models, a model 3000 and a 4000. And the 3000, it has a gasoline in, air-cooled unit, and then it also has a diesel. But the smaller unit starts with, you're in that $10,000 range, and then you can add attachments to it, mowers, stump grinders, and things of that sort. And then as you go on up the ladder, we get into the 4000 series, and you're anywhere from that $15,000 to $21,000 range. But again, remember, these units are not just made to run 50, 100 hours a month or a year. These are commercial built units, and as well as along with attachments to go with them.
So these pieces of equipment, though it is a tractor, it can become any number of things with the right attachment.
That's correct. I mean, even just take like the landscapers, if you're in the landscaping, we got a super power rake that works really well with it, the Terra rake, we got tillers, blades, scoops, V-blades, things that can really cater towards the landscaper, you know, whether you're putting in a yard or even doing gravel driveways at times, it really does a super job. So, no, yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do with it. Even the trencher on it, we're very good at trenching. And even some of the utilities, municipals, and places like that do use the trencher for just repair work in the city.
Do all of the products have a universal mount for the attachments?
They do. And it's universal to both of the power units, but you can't, like, take another brand of product and stick it onto our product line.
Right, but if I have the 3000 series or the 4000 series, that the place for the attachment is that
the it's a 2-point system we call it, and they do both have identical the same point system. There is a little bit different config though, if and it depends a lot on the power and how it's run off of it, whether it fits on the 3000 or 4000. But if you take a blade or a slip scoop, terra rake, those types of things that do not have power going to it other than hydraulic power, then they can interchange. Yes.
One of the things that your promotional literature says is built like a tank. Speak to the degree of strength of your product.
What we find is when we say it that way, we do build commercially, and that's where a person is using it. You know, whether 500 to 1,000 hours a year, you're out there 8-10 hours running it, and so these units are built in a sense to be able to withstand that type of a workout. And then again, with all the different power unit or the attachments that we have on it, they do really get a good working on it, whether you're trenching all day or stump grinding. So
Dallas Steiner is with us. He is president of the Ventrac company, headquartered in Orrville, Ohio, joining us on the Tool Talk program this morning. How many different power equipment dealerships in the state of Ohio can you find Ventrac equipment? Wyford's is the only place I've seen your equipment. Of course, I don't pay very close attention everywhere I go, but I'm struck by you. I knew immediately when I saw your folder from afar. I remembered this product. First time I saw it, it stuck in my head all that time.
We have actually about 15 dealerships here in the state of Ohio.
Now, you do a lot of export. Tell me about what you do, not only here in the United States, but abroad.
We do. A third of our business is exported, and a lot of it goes particularly into the Scandinavian countries. And Japan would also be very strong, too. It'd be our number two country that we sell into. And even into South Africa and a variety of different places. But Europe, Scandinavian countries are strong. And what basically the usage there heavily, particularly into Europe, is on the municipal side of things. In other words, they like to be able to push snow with it or broom snow off the sidewalks, and they like to mow their grass. So it's kind of a twofold type of thing. Some of the other locations, particularly in Japan, it's really all focused on the golf courses. And their focus mainly is on mowing grass, as well as you always purchase a stump grinder with it, as well as a blower too. South Africa, a lot of it is a part of using the trencher a lot on the golf courses for fixing irrigation lines and things like that. But not only that, but brooming the cart paths and mowing grass. So just that versatility that it gives is really where we fit into it.
So one person might look at the cost of one tractor and say, well, I think that's a little rich. But when you consider all the uses for this product that can be extended, I have to believe between that and the longevity and how well this thing's built that there's a definite savings here.
There is. And One of the unique part is if you look just like in your garage or in a municipal garage and things, and you see that you have a stump grinder, you might have a trencher, you may have a broom, you may have a mower, realizing that probably takes four different engines to run those things. And so when you look at it that way and say one power unit can work for me all year round, we're maintaining one power unit, we're changing oil, the gas is good, so you don't wait, till the snow starts coming, 8 months later, you get it out. And so that one power unit can serve, in a sense, all year round for you to make it real complete so that you don't have to use a lot of different engines. And even it cuts down on service and things. So, yeah.
Yeah, you have one piece of equipment for which to focus your attention, whether that's your service dollars or your time. And
that's correct.
Is Wyford's a servicing dealership?
By all means. They do an excellent job down there. They really do. They'll a lot of times just bend over backwards for you.
And we're going to talk about that a little more when we come back. With us is Dallas Steiner. He's president of the Ventrac Company. And you're listening to the Tool Talk program brought to you by Wyford Rental Sales and Service. And welcome back to the Tool Talk program. I'm Adam Taylor. Tool Talk is brought to you each second and third Friday of each month, and occasionally we throw an extra Friday in there too. But Tool Talk brought to you by Wyford Rental Sales and Service. Our featured guest on the Tool Talk program today, in Dwayne's absence, we have with us Dallas Steiner. Dallas is president of Ventrac out of Orrville, and we're talking about Ventrac products, and you can find them on the lot at Wyford's. Now, Dallas, one of the things that I brought up in the opening monologue today is Dwayne cares about his customers. I mean, knowing Dwayne personally, I'd say to people with absolute 100% assurance, he's a man of honesty, integrity, faith, and conviction, and he wears that business on his sleeve. And if he thinks he's fallen short of the mark somewhere in some area, it consumes him because his business is very, very important to him. And that said, why do you choose to have your products on Wyford's lot?
Boy, you know, Adam, as you look for dealerships and those around the country and even abroad, you look for that integrity built into that system. And we feel like, as a base on Ventrac, we feel like we can also offer that integrity as we work with dealerships. And that's why Dwayne, the style that Dwayne is very important to us, because he's a man of his own words and what he says he will do. And I feel like even Ventrac and our history and who we are too, that's what we'd like to promote ourselves as. And we feel like we are in that same wanting to provide a good partnership, a good integrity level for everybody that we work with, as well as our customer base.
I don't see your products at Lowe's or some box store, so I'm not trying to pick on Lowe's, but why don't I see your products at places like those?
Well, I think you do, with the type of business that we're in, you do need that service side of it. And there's that extra, as we talk about Wyford's, you know, there's that extra need that needs to go along with our product. Excuse me. And as we, commercial markets also, as we look at, generally aren't used to going to the box market. And they just want that after market being taken care of. And we just aren't a stamped out unit. Each one of these things are physically assembled by humans. And we do have a lot of, even an internal side, yes, we are all computer operated, pretty much clear through from start to finish, whether it's design, fabrication, through our laser processes. Even a lot of the tractors are robotically welded. But then once you get into that assembled side, then it's humanly put together. And just feel like our product really is it's the stability, a need that is needed by a Wyford's to handle it in the long run.
Now, being in this business as long as you have, to the people out there who think, well, I can score a good deal at the box store, why are their needs better served to go to an independent dealership like Wyford's?
Well, just in our product line itself, the ruggedness, the commercial side of being built is just so extremely different. And again, I mean, the box stores, you know, if you are just going to go out there and mow a little piece of yard, lawn or something like that, I guess they can be used. But then again, they know that they need to recycle those things every 2, 3, 4 years, where our product can go for many thousands of hours.
Yeah, I mean, what is the typical, if you had to quantify in a number of years, a lifespan of a piece of Ventrac equipment properly serviced, what would you say that would be?
Generally, what people look at that in the circles we run with, generally they want to make sure that the product can go for 4 to 5 years.
And that's with how often use?
I'm not referring to the homeowner, because, gosh, you can buy, if you're 50 years old, that thing should be still running good for you when you're 70 years old, okay, as far as a homeowner, estate owner base. But in the commercial market, if you're putting 700, 800, 900 hours on a year, multiply that by 4 or 5, and it's not unusual to see 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 hours on a unit.
So your municipal or township people, they would be out there using a piece of equipment like this and getting lots of years out of that.
And they use it every day. And even like the municipals, I mean, here in the north where we're at, we do get snow. And put a broom on that thing, sweeping the sidewalks. It does a lovely job. And then they can use it for the summer for mowing the grass. And we even got a ball diamond groomer there that you can, you know, if you're maintaining the ball diamonds, does a super job at it.
Now, the powertrain on your products, you can choose between how many different engine manufacturers?
Haas, who makes for Breggs and Stratton, for Vanguard, and then we also use a couple of the air-cooled engines from them also.
So, talk about the durability of, I'm not that familiar with Vanguard. Of course, Kawasaki's a name I know, but what's Vanguard? Where is Vanguard made?
Vanguard, it's a Briggs & Stratton partnership with a company in Japan. It's called Daihatsu. And Daihatsu, they do come from Japan, and those are the three the liquid-cooled units. They're three-cylinder units. They're diesel and gas. In fact, approximately 80% of our units would be liquid-cooled and would be that type of an engine where both diesel and gasoline. So they do come out of Japan.
So the people out there who perhaps, you know, that they're in the market for a piece of, they have a lot of land, whether they're agriculture or they're just a person with a lot of land, you know, I'm seeing this guy plowing his driveway here, and he's got this nifty cab attachment here on it. You can actually enclose these?
Sure. We do have cabs on both, all models. And, yeah, you can just set that there in your short-sleeve shirt and enjoy pushing snow and blowing snow. And these babies do blow like crazy. I mean, if you're talking about 10 meters or 30, 40 feet blowing, they will blow it to where you want to blow it to.
Now, I notice that some of these have a pretty behemoth set of tires on them. So are they hard to steer?
No, that's a unique part on Ventrac. They are articulating tractors, so they do pivot in the middle. But the power steering on them, the hydrostatic drive, great controls. That's the one thing that when people get onto this product line, they will recognize real quick that, hey, this is really easy to run.
Now, talk about for a minute, like obviously I'm looking at the features here of adjustable weight transfer. What does that mean?
What that is it's unique in a way, but as you're, we're great at slope mowing. And one of the key parts when you transfer weight, you generally have a, let's say, a 400 or 500 pound deck out the front of your mower, and you're on a side of a hill that's maybe 30 degrees. We can mow on a 30 degree slope. You got duals on the tractor. What the weight transfer does is it brings some of that deck weight and puts it back onto the tractor so that there's a lot more weight coming onto the drivetrain, and then you have a lot better steerability. That is a unique feature in Ventrac that really, really works and allows the operator to really hang on the side of a slope much better.
So you can mow a hillside?
Yeah. We excel in mowing slopes.
All right, this is the Tool Talk program on 13 WMBO. Do you have a, oh, well, maybe not. Tool Talk program on 13 WMBO. Do you have a question or comment?
Oops, wrong number, sorry.
Well, it happens. Yeah, because that's when I see those guys mowing hillsides on these tractors, and I'm going, man, that looks so dangerous, and it looks so scary. But so there is actually a feature that makes that much easier.
Yeah, there is. And then you put the dual wheels on. I tell you, the Ventrac is very low profile, and you're kind of sitting down low. Very safe piece of equipment to mow on hillsides.
So as far as how the tractors handle in general, getting them whipped around and speeds and things like that, address that.
Yeah, as far as it does articulate in the center, so it is power steering, but Your speed level, generally, you're probably out there mowing 7-8 mile an hour. Kind of depends a little bit, but it will go faster than that, the tractor unit. But yeah, your control, you do. You feel like in a sense of control as you sit in the operator seat with the levers and the power steering. You have excellent control, whether you're on a slope, backing up a slope, whatever situation you're in.
Dallas Steiner is with us from the Ventrac Company out of Orrville, Ohio. His products are on the lot at Wyford Rental Sales and Service. You're listening to the Tool Talk program. Now, Dallas, as far as regular maintenance and regular service of a Ventrac piece of equipment, what would one need to do on what kind of schedule?
Basically, it's kind of some of the general in a sense, but, you know, just like a car, you need to maintain it well with the oil levels. If it has a liquid cooled unit, you need to make sure your radiator fluids and things like that. So those are some of the basics that you would just sense in when you service your vehicle in your car. And maybe the next step would be like some of the belts and things of that sort. It's a little bit like your brakes on your car. You have to look at them every so often and deal with it. But in general, it's just mainly the main service things that generally you would sense in a vehicle.
What about warranty? How do you stand behind your products?
We have on the homeowner, estate owner, it is a 3-year warranty. And so, boy, that's a good long warranty to maintain your tractor. Commercial-wise, it is 2 years. And like I say, you can put a heck of a lot of hours on a unit in a year or two.
You're listening to the Tool Talk program on 13 WMVO, now 42 minutes past the hour. Back after this. Welcome back. I'm Adam Taylor. This is the Tool Talk program on 13 WMVO, brought to you by Wyford Rental Sales and Service. It's where your business really counts, and one of those places where you know the Wyford name is on it. They're going to do everything they can to make sure you are satisfied. One of the pieces of equipment we're talking about today on the lot at Wyford is a company called Ventrac. They are out of Orrville, Ohio. They're a very innovative product, and they have a multitude of uses, and their company president, Dallas Steiner, is with us today. Dallas, what are some places, some notable places around the United States that we might find a Ventrac fleet or find Ventrac products being used?
Adam, that's kind of interesting because I just two weeks ago, I just come back from St. Louis, the Archways, the gateway to the West. And just looking there, it's kind of neat to visit because they do have three Ventracs and approximately about 12 different attachments that they use for the National Monument there. And basically back 6-7 years ago when I first went there, they said that we have a need, and that need was to mow along the Mississippi banks there where the archway is. They felt they didn't have any other product line that could hang onto the hills and feel safe at it. And that was their original reason why they bought their first Ventrac. And kind of the uniqueness over the last bunch of years, that now they have three units, but they said, boy, we can use it for the sweeping the snow off the sidewalks for safety reasons. We feel comfortable now on the side of the bank. It is about a 28 to 30 degree bank. And then also, even on the sides of the ponds, they said, we've lost three units over the last 12 years of different other product brands and that have went into the pond. And they say they mandated it now that the only product that can mow around those ponds are the Ventrac tractor. So it's kind of neat.
Wow.
We definitely own and take care of the grounds there at the Jefferson Memorial National Park there at St. Louis.
How close of communication do you maintain with your commercial customers out there? And what are some stories and feedback that you hear about Ventrac equipment?
I think more of my maintaining. I do attend quite a few of the national shows and shows of that I get information back. I mean, I do quite a bit of traveling. In fact, probably 10, 12, 15 days out of the month I'm gone in traveling. So I do run into a lot of comments from, you know, partners that are partnering with us. And it's just extremely, it's a joy in a sense. It's great to be making a product that people are wanting and enjoying. And usually you get those sides of it. We do have a couple of neat things, and I'm not taking away from Wyford, but do check into our website, www.ventrac.com, and you'll see a blog going on there. You'll see the Facebook type thing, but you'll also see some testimonials that people give that they can write in and then and put in and log and put their pictures and things like that. So pretty neat stuff. So do take a look at that, and that'll kind of give you a good impression of what some of the clients are saying out there.
And to the listener, if you're just tuning in, these are commercial products. However, they do have lines that suit the estate owner or the agriculturist out there. And if you're the estate owner, you mentioned, Dallas, that you're going to get up to two decades of use out of this potentially if you take care of it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Sure.
So how do you keep track of the hours on these, just out of curiosity?
No, there's an hour meter on it that tracks it. So when the engine starts, it is clocking time.
So servicing pieces of power equipment, unlike your vehicle, you want to look at it from an hours perspective as opposed to mileage?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I mean, change oil, what, the 100 hours or 150 hour type of thing. So, yes, you do with accordingly with hours.
Now, what, we talk about the accessories. There's just, quite a few to name here. But what are some of the, what would you say are the most popular accessories that people buy to go along with their Ventrac mower, or their Ventrac tractor, rather?
Some of it is just, even like the canopy that we have, if you're out there mowing in the hot summer sun, even the canopy is one of those things. But I think the largest accessory that we do sell, and as I said before, this is a slope mowing machine. And so we're always in the 40% of every tractor that goes out on the 4000 series has dual wheels on it. so you can understand, especially living in the valley or in the land that you are here in Mount Vernon, definitely very hilly, and that's where we... This is where Ventrac really comes in and shines, and is a very safe unit. So the dual wheels are one of the highest items and accessories.
Yeah, I noticed the dual wheels. Well, how's that work? And it still steers pretty easily?
It does. It does. I mean, it does have power steering. And also on the duals, I mean, it's basically very easy to go on and off. So it's just a one-bolt type thing, and so you can screw them off and put them back on if within a fairly reasonable time, 10, 12 minutes or so.
So are these an all, would you call these an all-weather product too? Whether it's rain, sleet, snow, or shine, get them out there and use them? And
sure. I mean, the more extremes is the winter time.
Sure.
You know, when you're out in that zero-degree weather, but by all means.
All right, and you mentioned the Ventrac website is a good place to stop and kind of get a feel for all the products. Are things like your catalog online there where they can the people who visit the website can learn more?
Sure, there is. The catalog's on, the brochure. We also have a lot of video clips and that you can go on. If you say, hey, I would like to see how the stump grinder works, you can go on and click on that for a little two-minute video type of thing. But, yeah, each of the attachments generally will have at least a little piece that they can check it out.
If folks want to stop out to Wyford's and take a look at the Ventrac pieces of equipment, what does Dwayne usually carry out there? Do you know?
He carries both of the models, the 3000 series and the 4000. Like I said, we do have a variety of different engines as far as air-cooled, liquid-cooled, diesel, gases. I know right now he does have a turbo diesel out there. It's a 31-horse diesel unit.
All right, well, Dallas, we appreciate you being with us on the Tool Talk program and also appreciate learning of an Ohio business that's out there doing well, exporting products and making us proud here in the Buckeye State. So thank you for your time today.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to be here.
All right, and Wyford Rental Sales and Service is your one-stop shop, whether you're in the market for a new piece of power equipment, everything from string trimmers to chainsaws all the way up to the Ventrac pieces of equipment for the serious estate owner or for commercial usage. I'm Adam Taylor. I was happy today to fill in for Dwayne Wyford, who is out today due to a death in his family. We certainly wish him well, and to the rest of you.